How many people are excited in this place this morning? How many people? There you go. Woo! Amen. Doesn't matter what the week looked like. It doesn't matter what's going on. We can praise the Lord because we have an expectation that power is being released. Amen? Because we've been learning that's what praise stands for. Say it with me. Power released after I start expecting. After I start expecting. Amen and amen. We're going to look at a story this morning. When I was praying about it, I feel like the Lord directed me here. Because sometimes in our praise, it may not necessarily be throwing up your hands and praising, but sometimes in your praise, it can be saying that all is well. Amen. All is well. But it doesn't look all well. All is well. But it looks the opposite. All is well. How can we say that? Because we have an assurance that our God will be faithful. Amen? So we're going to look at the story of the Shunammite woman. And we've done this one before. We've talked about it in different ways. But I really want you to focus in this time as we're looking through the story on her answer to everyone. Not just one person or two people, but every person that approaches her about the situation, she gives the same answer. And sometimes we have to say our answers over and 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 over again, even if the circumstance doesn't change right away. You know, and that can be the tricky part. Amen? We can be believing for something, and we can be expecting, and then the opposite can happen. Oh, well, I guess it didn't work. No, that is not true. God is still moving and working regardless of what we see. So we have to choose to say her answer that we're going to see today. And we know this story is the story where Elisha goes through her town, and every time he goes through her town, she persuades him to stay with her. This should be a wonderful lesson. Whenever someone is a man or woman of God, and you bless them, and you bless them, and you bless them, there comes a point where they turn around and they speak an incredible blessing over you. Did she ask for the blessing? No. She was simply doing what God had put upon her heart, and that was to take care of the man of God. Amen? To take care of his needs. And so it got to the point where she told her husband, she said, look, this man keeps coming through our town. Let's just build him a little room so he can stay there every time he comes. So he doesn't have to try to find a place. So not only is she taking care of his physical needs, now she's providing a home for him every time he passes through. This is an amazing giver. This is a woman whose heart is after the Lord. She just wants to give. We don't see any expectation on her part of give me back. She just wanted to bless the man of God. Amen? Amen? And so it says that as he was in the upper room, Elisha was, and he was talking to his servant, he was like, man, I want to do something for her. I want to bless her. She's been doing all this stuff for me and taking care of me. Look, she built this room. We got this bed and this table and all these provisions. And she's been so good. I want to do something back. And so first his idea was, okay, well, I could go talk to the king because he knew the king. I'll put in a good word for your family with the king. And no, she said, I don't really need anything. I'm really good. That was her answer. I'm really good. Everything is good right now. How awesome to be in that place. You know that because she was a giver, her needs were met, and beyond because she was able to provide for the man of God. So she was doing good, right? And then it says that the servant told Elisha, there's one thing that she lacks. She doesn't have a child. She doesn't have someone to inherit, someone that will later on take care of her. Elisha says, oh, well, done. Done. He brings her in. He says, tell her this. Tell her she's going to have a son. And she's like, oh, wait. No. It's okay. I know I'm older. I'm all good. And he's like, no, you're going to have a son. And it says, and within the certain amount of time that she has a child, a son. And she's so excited. And years go by And it says that the son went out to help his father, probably between 9 and 13, somewhere in there, because they still describe him as a child. And, you know, 13 is the age of reckoning or understanding, so that's kind of where you begin your adolescence or adulthood in Bible times. And so he would have been younger. It says he went out to the field to see his father, and he got a headache. And the headache became intense, and so they had a servant bring him back to the house, and when he comes back to the house, his mom holds him until he literally dies in her arms. Okay? So this is kind of the story that brings us up to this point. And so it says in verse 22, that she called her husband and said, "Please send one of the young men and one of the donkeys that I may run to the man of God and come back." And he said, "Why are you going to him today? It's not the new moon or the Sabbath." And she said, are you ready? "All is well." Was everything okay? No, in the natural, it was not okay. But her answer was an answer of praise. All is well. All is well. All is well. All is well. And so he gives her what she requires, and she goes to the man of God. And it says that when the man of God saw her afar off, he said to his servant, this is in verse 25, "Look, the Shunammite woman, please run to meet her and say, 'Is all well with you? Is all well with your husband? Is all well with the child?' She answered," you ready? "All is well." Was all well? No. But what was she doing? She was in expectation for the power of God, and in her mind, all was well. And when she gets to the man of God, she throws herself at his feet, and the servant to Elisha tries to push her away, but the man of God says, "Leave her alone. Her soul is in deep distress, and the Lord has hidden from me and has not told me what has happened." Verse 28, she said, "Did I ask a sign of my Lord? Did I not say, do not deceive me?" Did she ever say that something had happened to her son? No. She never says something has happened. She simply asked him the same question that she told him at the beginning. Are you kidding me? You're going to give me a son? I'm older, right? And he still, the Lord provided a son. What was she saying? She was calling to account, not Elisha, she was calling to account the Lord. Didn't you already say you were giving me a son? Didn't you already say that? So she's calling to account his promises. She's saying, "You promised me a son and you gave me that promise. I'm calling that promise to account again." So when all is really not well in your life, you can say with all assurance, all is well, because you have a Bible filled with promises that he has given you about your finances, about your family, about your health. So you can say with all assurance, all is well. All is well. And we see that her expectation of what God was going to do resulted in a miracle. We know that the man of God goes back and he says, "Go ahead and go on ahead of me." And she says this, "I'm sticking with you. Don't send me away from the presence of the Lord. Oh no, I'm staying in the presence of the Lord." In those days, the prophet represented the presence of the Lord. She wasn't willing to leave the presence of the Lord, not with what she had in her expectation. She was holding on. And that's a lesson for us today. When all isn't well and you're in expectations that it is well, you better not leave the presence of the Lord. When things are going wrong, that is not the time to walk away from him. That is not the time to grow lax. That is not the time to weep and sorrow over something and be out of his presence. No, you should be running to his presence and clinging to him and holding on and saying, like Jacob said, "I will not let go." I will not let go. Amen? And we know the end of the story. He comes to the house. He lays upon the child. eye to eye, mouth to mouth, hands to hands, and the flesh of the child became warm. He sneezed 7 times and he opened his eyes and he said to his servant, "Call the mom. I'm giving her back her son." And he was restored, completely restored. An amazing, amazing story. But the faithfulness of God is what we can rely on time and time and time and time again. Even if all isn't well in the natural, in the supernatural, all is well. She had an expectation of what was going to happen to her son, and her expectation was very similar to Abraham's. When they got to the mountain, he said, "The boy and I are going to worship, and the boy and I are coming back." And that's basically, that was her statement. All is well, husband. I'm going to see the man of God because all is well. And all was well. The father probably never had any knowledge that his son had died. Because the mom was a giver and she understood the power of giving and the power of the presence of God. And that power released a miracle. It released a miracle. Is there something today in your finances? I know it just seems like the enemy has been taking swings left and right, but you know what? We don't have to let those swings alter us. And the first thing is, you better close your mouth. If something's not right in your finances, don't talk about it. Close your mouth unless you can say, all is well. Amen? Amen? And then you need to go to the Word. You need to go to the Lord and ask Him, what is my words going to be? And allow Him to give you those words back and to show you scripture after scripture after scripture. And that's what you keep speaking in His presence. You keep speaking His word until all is well. Amen? Aren't you so glad for the Word of God? I know I am. I'm so glad for His word. Grab your tithes and offerings this morning. Thank you, Father. Lord, we just praise you so much today that all is well. It doesn't matter what our checkbooks look like. It doesn't matter what our jobs look like. It doesn't matter what the future looks like. All is what we can say, all is well, because you are with us. And you have promised us over and over and over again in your word that you will not just provide for us, but it will be exceedingly and abundantly above all we could ask or imagine. And even if that's not what we have in front of us, like the Shunammite woman, we can say with assurance and faith that all is well with my finances. We praise you, Father, that all is well with our finances today. Say it with me. All is well with my finances. We praise you, Father, for more than enough to be able to give to every good work. We praise you, Father, for your faithfulness, Lord, for the seeds to be able to sow, Father, for the harvest that come in, to be able to give to all the good works that you have connected us with. And Father, we just praise you and we thank you and we declare today to anyone and everyone listening, all is well with our finances. As individuals, as a church, we thank you, Father, all is well. And Lord, I pray that when the enemy tries to come in and kill, steal, and destroy, or to discourage us, or to try to defeat us, Father, I pray that we would have the mindset of this woman, and we would declare with our mouths, all is well until all is well. And we just praise you, Lord, for your faithfulness today. Bless every seed that's sown. Bless the giver of 100-fold harvest, Lord. We just send the angels out to the north, south, east, and the west. We say, go out and bring in our harvest today. And we praise you in advance for it, Father. Because we know as we begin to praise, power is released after we start expecting. And we are expecting miracles in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen and amen.